Can we get much higher?
So high.
Yeah, before we get into this, you really want to like trash your own performance or something from Ep 1?
Well,
or you got some footnotes. You got some footnotes.
Yeah. And I actually, I have a big old bunch of footnotes. Hang on. I wasn't as prepared as I thought, but I'm going to cut
this out.
Tells
me to go, and then here we are.
Go.
Oh, shit.
Hold it. I wanted to give this guy a plug.
Who? George Young?
All right, so that's my first note. Our last episode, we did Tool.
Yes. Anima.
Yeah. And...
all in all, 6 out of 10 views.
Okay, that's pretty good. We recorded, edited the thing.
Yes.
I built it, I made it.
You did it. You listened to yourself, which is always just like very flattering to hear your own voice.
Just laughing along with us, going, oh man. So smart.
A couple of guys.
Thanks for that Harvard education.
Yep.
Because we know how to write the jokes. Okay. But we don't know, as it turns out. First of all, my overall objective, I didn't even get out.
Okay.
Which was...
So tell us what it is.
We're doing this, like, why is this album important to you?
That's part of this, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
I thought you did that.
I don't think I said the main part of why I like them. Of all the music I listen to,
right?
I like them because they blend psychology with musicianship and songcrafting.
Okay.
And instrumentationalization.
Yeah. I have like, can I make a footnote on your footnote real quick?
Yeah.
I looked up Maynard after the fact, and...
Because you were intrigued?
I was very intrigued.
You're like, what is this guy?
First of all, you are correct about the interior design for pet stores, which is so fucking weird to me in a cool way. I still can't get over
it. I think
that's
my favorite part of the show last time, is you being... Like, you came back to it like 20 minutes later.
I'm coming back to it even again on the next episode.
Okay.
And the fact that when he was going to school, he was pretty much dominating. Like, this is a smart-ass dude.
Yeah.
And he could have went to West Point because he was in the military. He's crushing it.
Yeah.
Curls for the girls and all that shit and everything. He could have done anything he wanted. And he was like, nah, this is all bullshit. I want to go make music.
Yeah.
I get it now.
Taking risks.
Yeah. So I respect this man.
I also said that this psychological. let's back it up. Let's take it again. I also said George Young instead of Carl Jung.
Yep.
Carl Jung is who I meant to say.
Right.
George Young is the character from the movie Blow.
Oh, really?
Who was a real guy, but Johnny Depp portrayed him. Johnny Depp, R.I.P., portrayed him in the film, which I really like.
And you meant the philosopher / therapist.
Psychoanalyst guy.
Yeah.
Just look him up.
Okay.
He's like a contemporary of Freud.
Right.
Which that's probably wrong too.
So we'll correct this guy.
So I'll have corrections for the corrections next step.
Yep.
Up 3.
Mm-hmm. Just email us.
What?
Just email us with your corrections. Not you, the listeners.
Oh, email. Can we set up an email?
Gmail will let us do that. I'll have to ask them.
Well, I hope we qualify for a Gmail account.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's AOL.com and you know how good that is.
Oh, can we get Hotmail?
Yeah.
Which... So that bleeds into part of my dissertation was how the two girls from college couldn't do a good job. But did I do a fucking as good a job? Who cares or knows?
Yeah, probably.
Anyways.
If you're those two girls, email us.
Yeah. And if for some reason somebody listened to this and was like, I'm intrigued, I want to know more. I recommend you search out it's not really a book that's been printed as far as I know, but a guy named Stephen Caddy wrote a book of interpretations about this album. And I was planning to cite some of that as we went along, but it kind of didn't work out. It was too difficult. And also these are his interpretations, but they're also, he has like a column of what he thinks and what the band or Maynard probably thought when he was writing.
Did you quote some of him in that app? Because you were talking about someone having their analysis of their lyrics.
Yeah. And I don't think
Is this the same guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's that guy. It's a PDF. It's at vanillacircus.net. I think you can email him at toolbook@vanillacircus.net.
And he will provide.
I hope so. I mean, I've had this thing for 12 years or something, however long I've been listening
to it. And for you, like, this is pretty spot on in terms of like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to print this as like a coffee table book probably.
Nice.
Yeah.
For all the Tool fans that come over.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
That is my business.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, do we want to get into this?
If you mean Mr. Kimmy K himself, yeah, we do want to get into
it. Two, my turn. I assigned you an album.
Yep.
Had you ever listened to this album before?
No. I've never even heard a Kanye song except for the Gold Digger.
That's not true, and there's a song on this album you for sure listen to because he has prostituted this song out to every trailer and like movie related thing.
In my notes, boy.
Yeah, I'm sure. Exactly.
Is that a new catchphrase?
Yeah.
In my notes, comma boy.
So this is My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy by Kanye West. Mm-hmm. His fourth studio album. Oh no, his fifth. His fifth studio album. We'll get into that.
That's interesting. Didn't know that. Thought it was second or third.
No. And
how long has Kanye been active for?
Ooh, long time. Probably since
06?
The early 2000s. Before that, I'd say.
Was he like a featured? Was he like?
He used to be a producer. That's how he got his like. Oh. That's how he grinded to get to where he was. He was a producer first. So
okay, this is my pet store.
I mean, that's pretty standard though. And when he was coming up, people didn't take him seriously as a rapper because they thought he was only a producer.
So he's trying to make it happen.
Yeah, but he's definitely a better producer than he is rapper.
Was he paying bills as a producer?
Yeah, yeah. He would like make beats for like local acts in Chicago and stuff.
So he probably knows his way around Pro Tools.
Yeah, or a piano or something.
Already, he's better than me.
Yeah.
All right.
Right. All right. So you listen to this. How many spins did you give it?
I gave it 2.5 spinsters.
Okay, and that's about the same as I did.
Mm-hmm.
And were you immediate? Like, what are your initial like?
The initial like, there's a lot of road blockage in my mind because I don't seek out rap music.
Fair.
I don't really like it. At times, during this album...
I know you love N.W.A., though. You can't stop fucking quoting
Oh, the
that.
Boys in the Hood are always hard.
Yeah.
But there, today I was listening to this album, and I thought... There were times when I was singing along. We'll talk about that. And then I had this thought, this is like somebody pissing on a Ferrari.
That's an incredible because analogy.
I like the music.
Okay.
But rapping itself as a delivery system for a
it's
story.
It's already uphill battle for you.
Or lyrics. I just find it so grating.
Hmm.
Does that mean I'm inherently racist?
No. But okay, there is a lot of singing on this album. So is that the part you're talking about? Like, oh, this melody's nice.
Okay, well, we can go track by track if you want. I have notes on just about every track.
Okay. Is that your... So that's your basic overview is like you like the instrumentals.
Yeah, it's almost... It mirrors what your reaction was to Tool.
Okay.
Because you were like, I like all the music happening.
Yeah.
But the lyrics, I don't know. I can't understand them. And why would I want to?
Right. And then part of that is just like, it's hard for you to get into rapping as a form of lyrical delivery.
But I like plenty of rap songs.
Right. Okay. Gotcha. Well, before we get into like song by song, let me break down real quick like why I chose this album.
Yeah.
Over like another album of his.
Yes.
So basically, this album is considered his most critically acclaimed. I think when it's all said and done, the critics will say that this is his most polished album, right?
Okay.
Already, it's not his favorite, personally. Like, he doesn't consider this album that good compared to his other ones because he thinks this album's kind of generic relative to his other work.
Hmm.
Because when this album came out, it was right after he did the whole T-Swift. I'm going to let you finish.
Right? All right, I read up on that.
Yeah, so he does that. He's pretty much getting, blackballed by us, like the fans and stuff. We all think he's a jerk off.
Yeah.
So he's taking that personally. He goes away to Hawaii.
I have a question about that too.
And
basically makes this album as kind of like a I'm sorry, or like part of it's like I'm sorry that I did this, here's like music for you, you know.
Interesting.
And well, that's half of it, and the other half is that the album that came out before this is called 808 and Heartbreak. Mm-hmm. And it is a very auto-tuned album that is a lot of singing, which in the hip-hop community is like, it was new back then.
Yeah.
So he got a lot of backlash, like, oh, this is not what Kanye sounds like. This album's like kind of weird. So this album, Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, was like him saying, fuck you guys, I can make the music that you guys were expecting. Here's like the best version of it.
Okay.
Yeah. So
yeah,
I think this is the album that I chose because it's so well polished, even though it might not be his most distinctive album. But when I just remember it coming out, and I was like, oh, fuck, every song on this album is good.
You like every song. You can put it on and just chillax.
Yeah, this is a start to finisher for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I make a note about the singing?
Yeah, definitely.
One of the notes is, okay, my the opening track, can you play some of that? Mm-hmm.
Do you know who that is?
The preamble,
yeah,
is Nicole Minaj.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have unless I read that. And I did pay attention on who is on the tracks.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Alexa, who's on this track? A lot of that.
Wait, is Nicki Minaj?
Yeah, Nicole Minaj is doing this part. Mm-hmm. And then it goes into this hook that plays throughout the song. Did I like this? This is good. On board.
Okay. But then he starts rapping and you're like, mm-mm.
Then he starts rapping. Okay, and that leads me into my note about the singing.
Yeah.
He's not a good singer.
Yeah, that's true. I agree with that. He's not.
Almost as if he's trying to, like, William Hung himself.
Well, that's why he needs autotune, and he knows that too. Like, he knows he's not a good singer or a good dancer, which he knows, like, kind of limits him as, like, a musician.
Same.
Yeah. And he is, like, he's not ashamed about the fact that he has to use autotune. He knows that about him.
It's evident on the first song.
Yeah.
Because he goes, the toys. I wanted to do that all day.
And then they make no. Yeah, yeah.
No. He tried. I know what he's trying to do, but it didn't. It right. didn't happen. I hope that turns out good.
Yeah.
But then later on, I hear him singing. Maybe because it's auto-tuned. Maybe I don't know his voice well enough. Maybe it's somebody else I'm hearing.
He very rarely sings without auto-tune.
Okay. Did he do it on this album later on in the tracks?
Yeah, I think so. But there's a good chance that it was someone else singing as well. Because you're racist. But yeah, the other cool thing about that song is, though, this album was really highly anticipated. And when you play the album, the first voice you hear is an artist you never heard of back then, which was like kind of surprising. Like, who the fuck?
When is it? 2009?
Yeah.
Okay.
So... And
we were just little kids graduating from film school.
And the other reason...
Oh, doesn't want to talk about that. All right, cool. Yeah, the other reason...
The other reason I chose this album because it put Nicki Minaj on the map. This album made her famous.
Oh, is it because of her verse on Monster?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, read about that. All right. That's my favorite song.
The first song's your favorite song?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Because I just love that hook so much.
You don't like the Carl Winslow? That's why your Winslow?
I like that, too.
So clever. He probably didn't write it, but you know.
I liked all that stuff. That stuff's clever.
Okay.
What is too much Eric? Now you Winslow. Yes. Huh? What is that noise?
That's just...
The first time I listened to this, all I could picture was Jay Farrow doing his impression.
Like, you know Kanye better from Jay Farrow.
Oh, yeah. I don't know him at all. Right. I just know the Jay Farrow impression, which is spot on, right?
Sure. Yeah, it's pretty good. All right, you want to go to the next song? So, that's interesting that's your favorite song.
What do you like that? Where does that...
I do. It's definitely not my favorite on this album. My favorite's All the Lights, which is not only my favorite song on this album, but it's my favorite song of his. I think that's the best song he's ever made.
Okay, this is going to get interesting. You're listening to Why Don't You Like This, by the way.
Yep. All right, song two.
Okay, I like this guitar riff.
Yeah. right? This is cool. This is like maximalist stadium rock. Like,
I don't know about stadium rock.
Or stadium rap, sorry. This album is stadium rap.
Okay.
Because of this, like, riffs like this and, like, you know.
Do you think this sounds a little like a, like, this could be on a Black Keys album, this riff?
Yeah.
Because of its, the effect on the guitar.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, yeah. That was, like, a late observation I made, like, third or fourth time listen.
But it's, like, you don't hear that type of sound in a rap album or a rap song.
Correct.
Because most artists aren't creative enough to think about that, or they're too scared to use that because it's not like what everyone else is using.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that. He had like just a revolving carousel that was redundant, but you know what I mean, of musicians.
Of producers and musicians coming to Hawaii to help him.
But you've been to Hawaii. I have not.
Okay. I don't know.
How come this doesn't sound anything Hawaiian? Like... Yeah.
I don't think that was the point. I don't think he was trying to make a move.
But doesn't... I mean, it's... Isn't
he just needed seclusion.
Okay.
Because he also recorded this in Burbank.
Okay.
So.
All right. That makes sense.
He just wanted to get away from everybody because he was getting trashed royally from like all the, you know, internet and media.
And does he think that's our fault?
I mean, who fucking knows, honestly.
Okay. I like that song. I can let that play.
But the rapping's not doing it for you.
It's a little bit repetitive because how long is that song? 5 minutes or something?
Yeah, because there's like a verse at the end by Raekwon that like is a little late.
Ray who?
Oh boy.
Last time I was driving in a car with people. I was in the back seat, windows up, and they were listening to mumble rap, which is
recently?
This was a year, like 9 months ago.
Okay.
And I could not stomach it. Like, they had to turn it. I made them turn it.
No, I agree with you. Mumble rap is not a great to me either. I don't think that's this, though.
Sometimes it's edging towards that, I think.
Okay.
But overall, it's not, and I can hang with it.
So two songs in, you're not like, fuck this shit.
Right, right.
Okay, there's like redeeming. Okay, so then we get to the next one.
Play the next one from the top. This is every...
What trailer is the song in? Every fucking one.
Single. And every single one. I didn't see that movie by myself in the theaters. Yeah, I heard, as soon as this came on, I was like, oh, I've heard this. I've had multiples of this already. Exposed multiple times. Didn't even know it.
So, that one...
Good, keep it going. Now I kind of want to rock out, dude. Good drums. I don't listen to any music like this. Like, this is music like, oh, King Crimson sample.
Yeah, boom. Yes. Which you reference.
Bonus points. Bonus points.
Like, who's gonna, what rapper is gonna sample a King Crimson song and then have it be the first fucking hit off the album, the first single?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But this is like New York City
music.
This guy
has huge fucking balls.
Whoa, okay. This is like New York, like, I have friends and I'm in New York City and I have some money. I don't have any music like that.
Like in Manhattan, they're in the Manhattan suite, like prepping a cocktail.
Yeah.
And they're about to go down to Wall Street.
What should we do tonight? Because there's so many options. But for me, I just ordered Fresh Brothers and watch hockey. So, I have a lot of feelings when I hear that type of song that I heard to reconcile in my head. Okay. So, right now I'm 3 for 3.
I'm really confused by this review because you came into this like, not my thing. You're like, these three songs, okay.
All right, but then we have an interlude.
Yeah, which sacrilege to listen to the song after this without listening to this interlude first. They go together. You got to listen to them together. All right.
That's fine. I did.
You can't skip. I feel like posers skip this part and go straight to the meat.
Yeah, there's some Tool stuff like that.
Yeah.
The intermission, maybe. That could count.
That would definitely be. Yeah, if it's the same riff, like you're saying, you got to play them together, right? Mm-hmm. Plus, you got to get the smash cut, which, you know.
Yeah, they have two of those songs that, like, they bleed into each other so well that if you burn it, you miss that part.
Exactly. That is this to me.
Okay. All right.
But you don't like this song, is what you're about to tell me.
Here's my notes. This is what it says. You can't see it because you're on the other side of the laptop.
But I'm about to
feel it.
But it says,
all of the lights.
More like.
-no. That's how it says. And I guess that means both of them together. And
it's about to drop right here.
I don't like the girl.
That's Rihanna.
Get her out of there. And I don't know what to replace her with, but I just that type of music just doesn't do anything.
It's definitely poppy, but...
And you, that's your favorite song?
I think that's the best song he's ever made, because when you listen to the how it's produced, it has fucking everything in it. Okay. The instruments, the trumpet, and it represents this album. It's like a maximalist, like, this is stadium rap to the, like, its best, at its
you
best.
I think it's the most expensive track.
Yeah. And, you know, so...
Okay. All right. So that's good for you. Two for you, none for
Jeez
me.
Jeez Louise.
All right. And then we get into some swampy territory for me. This is the light song still?
No, this is the next one.
Is this the ridiculous song?
No.
When is the... Oh, is this So Appalled?
No, that's...
God damn it.
It's the one... Oh, it's the monster song. Is that what the ridiculous thing you're referring to?
I have a note that says... Once, like, all the light stuff plays, and then the next couple things are weird. Like, I don't like the next couple things.
Okay.
Monster is kind of fun.
Monster's next, after all the lights.
Okay. That's kind of fun.
Yeah. And that song's really important because of the Nicki Minaj thing.
Okay.
Being on the third verse, she kills Jay-Z and Kanye. Kanye still puts her on the album, which is, like... another thing that rappers don't do, like when you get out-rapped, like that shit doesn't even make the final cut because they have so much ego.
You're preaching to the choir. So the song, Kanye raps in it, then Jay-Z, then
it's Rick
her?
Ross does like a little intro.
He's on it a lot.
Yeah, he's on it twice, and that's the first time.
Oh.
But he has like a little quarter verse.
I thought
like
he was
verse.
Literally on every track.
Racist. <Whoops. laughs> Yeah, then Kanye has his first verse. He goes first. He has one of the best concert like crowd you sing this part when he does put the pussy in sarcophagus. Boom.
Oh, he's an archaeologist, is he?
Yeah. Okay. And then Jay-Z
it's
goes
a weird
second.
Tomb Raider game I haven't played yet.
And then Nicki Minaj goes third and kills them both. She's not that well known as a rapper yet, and basically becomes like really hits A-list,
and then she moves to Saturday Night Live.
Exactly.
And just
and Jay Farrow plays her.
Yeah. Okay.
So, and yeah, that's like a big reason why I chose the album too, and this song's also really good in my opinion. The music video is cool. It's controversial and like got
is
taken
music
off.
Music video?
Yeah.
I'll peep that.
There's a music video with like it's with a bunch of dead like runway models, so it's a little like people deemed it as like sexist because it showed like violence against women.
I'm offended for sure just by your description.
Right. So
Monster comes after that. Okay, so then I don't know what there's a track called So Appalled.
That's next.
Where the guy it's how like, many times do they need how many laps are they going to take around So Ridiculous? Yeah, I couldn't do it. Yeah, who's this?
This is probably RZA. Ridiculous.
I hope all these people don't find me and kill me.
But this is like some good music, like Cruel Summer stuff. Cruel Summer is a compilation album.
Bananarama?
Yeah. Banana
like
Boat Friends.
Okay.
But you don't like this song?
No.
Your notes are just no?
No, it's just so too repetitive.
Okay.
And then what track is... This is the biggest head off it, right? Runaway?
Well, Devil in a New Dress is next.
Okay.
So the That's other thing right. is that this album is supposedly inspired by his relationship with Amber Rose.
Okay.
Who used to date her. They were dating when he did the whole I'll Let You Finish thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of these songs are probably about her. This is probably one of them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the second half of the album seems to be more like in that vein.
And whatever happened to Taylor, she kind of just faded away.
Yeah, we never heard from her again.
What a shame. Okay, so that song's about her. And that's also Rick Ross, right?
Yeah, Rick Ross is on this as well.
Okay.
Riggedy Ross, the boss.
All right.
You.
So you hear what's going on in the background.
Yeah.
This girl, and then he's rapping.
Mm-hmm.
The way my mind works is like, I can see the people who listen to this type of music, the environment.
What do you mean?
Like, I just see like an urban setting and I go, I'm not part of that.
So?
Yeah, I guess. I guess so is a good point. But like,
so you're saying you don't relate?
Yeah, I just think it's not for me.
Okay.
Do they need it to be for me? Do they want it to be for me? Probably no on both accounts.
I mean, what do you mean by you? Do you mean like a white male?
Who didn't grow up in a city, yeah.
Okay, that's fair. Well, the thing is why I like Kanye so much is because mm-hmm. I did relate to his music because when he first came out, mm-hmm. he's like considered one of like the rappers that like killed gangster rap.
Yeah, interesting.
It's like him. I just remember like him, Kid Cudi, and like Lupe Fiasco.
Right.
Like Lupe Fiasco had a song about skateboarding, like literally about meeting a girl and skateboarding with her. Kid Cudi has songs about like how he's depressed and, you know, he can't sleep. And then Kanye has song like his Kanye's early songs are about like, you know, his girlfriend and like dropping out of college and stuff like that.
Is that considered a new wave of hip hop then?
Yeah, at the time. So he doesn't have baggy clothes on.
But what
stuff
was
like
wrong
that.
With hoes in different area codes?
Right, exactly. I think he kind of, they were changing what rap was about. And as a person that also didn't grow up in like an urban setting, like I can't relate to gangster rap the way I was relating to this stuff.
Oh, I can relate to the struggle.
Yeah, so that's I think that's a big part of what.
Do you like Nelly?
Yeah, I do like Nelly.
Where they at? Where they at? Where they at? Where they at? Where they at?
Going down, 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 down.
Oh, we should do a medley. God, no. Mash them all up. Okay, we both come from the same background. Mm. The exact same background, but you can appreciate it a lot more than I can.
Yeah, sure.
Because I'm trying to think, then why do I like the shit that I like? Because I didn't grow up with that much dysfunction.
Like, how do you feel like you stumbled upon your music? Was it like, was it like, because a lot of people have like, oh, my dad introduced me to the Beatles and da-da-da.
My parents didn't listen to very much except Billy Joel.
Right.
And like whatever was really crushing the charts in the 90s. Talking Wynonna Judd, talking Elton John.
Yep.
That's probably it.
Okay.
I do remember my dad listening to the Lion King soundtrack a lot.
As he should be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it was awesome. I remember being like, oh, he made a good decision right now.
Yeah, dude.
I don't want to tell him. I don't want to point it out, but he did make a good decision.
Okay.
But to answer your question, mm-hmm. yeah, when my life got really, really shitty and dark, that's when I started listening to grunge music.
So
that makes
like,
sense. That checks out.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And when I was in high school, when everything was okay,
Then it was Blink-182.
It's having fun.
So maybe that's part of it because, like I said, hip-hop doesn't really have that when we were growing up, of like an introspective, like, you know, hip-hop is always like about expressing like how much shit you have and how well doing.
No,
you know?
I didn't
so
respond
if you're,
to that.
Yeah, if you're not feeling that way, I would get why you're not like connecting to it.
Yeah.
But I've like seen a Kanye interview when he's like, well, the point of the music is like to help pump you up. You know, he's like, he's not rapping about guns and like being in the street because he never really was there. But everyone needs to like feel like they can like take on the day or whatever, like bullshit kind of motivator you want
to. There's an awareness, right, to what he's saying.
Yeah, totally.
He's aware of his life and situation.
Yeah, so he's never had a song of him like, you know, being a like trapping in the hood and stuff like that because he never did that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why he dressed the way he did and it was weird at the time. But now he's like a godfather of that kind of movement. Now all the rappers are like that, you know.
Yeah. What was a big album that I might know that he produced when he was just producing? Was that in Chicago?
Like he produced a Ludacris song, the
I remember
dum,
some of
dum,
those
dum, dum, dum. Like the it was in the Chicken and Beer album,
right?
Yeah,
I remember that album.
And then there's a lot of Blueprint stuff he did with Jay-Z,
Beyonce's husband.
But yeah, But he did a lot of producing before. He basically got in a car accident and was in the hospital, and he made a song called Through the Wire.
Because his jaw was wired.
Yeah, literally. And so he rapped with his mouth shut. And that was that. I remember seeing that music video in TRL. I was like, who's this guy?
Whoa, TRL?
Yeah. Total request.
Somebody totally requested that?
Yep. Boom. It was not me, though.
Oh. Yeah, but you were in the street. Like, my name is Mike. I'm from Tampa. And I...
And Carson Daly was like, cut this guy off.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That was a good show.
Let's get back to it. So the next song, you didn't like this one?
Did I rank my songs yet? This is probably second favorite.
Besides the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one. This is a lot of people's favorites.
Most importantly, it reminded me to watch and buy The Night Before on home video.
Why?
Because they play the song in it. Remember they go to F.A. Schwartz and they start it on the piano, like in big?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And this is what they play.
Doesn't know what I'm talking about. Yeah, there's a good montage to this song.
Right. Okay. Fair.
You seem mad that it was used commercially.
It's just funny that that is the reason you like it.
That music does that to me a lot.
It makes you think of something else, and you're like, hmm.
And also it makes me, I'm like, I liked the way that song was used at a movie or show, and I love it a lot.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, that he'll play that song live like for over 10 minutes because he does all the beat machine stuff live. So when you hear the like, look at you.
Yeah.
He's doing that, just whatever, spitballing. And sometimes he just like keeps fucking doing it for too long.
I think he did that on SNL, right?
Maybe, yeah.
Well, there is like a 4-minute outro to it.
Right. So it's even long, like the live versions are even longer than this.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go into my iTunes, hit, what is it? Option?
Yep.
Option, right click, get info.
And get the TRT?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then go into
YouTube.
End time.
Yep.
And then dial it back 4 minutes. So that when I'm driving, when it comes on, I know it's an optimal playback time.
Okay.
Sure. Okay, so you're listening to Why Don't You Like This?
And then now the album just gets into a bunch of like what I consider to be like Amber Rose type shit.
Amber Rose territory?
Yeah, Amber Roasting.
Oh.
Like, I think this song's about her. I think the next
one's
about...
What's this song called?
Hell of a Life. Is and the Blame Game is one of them.
Okay, yeah, I know who Bon Iver is because I'm white. So where is he on this album and what is he doing?
He's doing the vocals.
On just this track?
Or the
next one?
I don't think it's this one. He's doing the vocals on Lost in This World. Lost in the World.
That has a weird but enjoyable arrangement to it.
Like, this is Kanye with auto-tune, obviously.
You're listening
or maybe this is Bon Iver.
Indie 105.1.
Wait for it.
The drum loop is good.
I think it's both of them, maybe. Like, they might be, like, in harmony.
So they had dinner at the facility in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And then got to work around 9:15 p.m.
Right on time.
What a life.
Exactly.
Probably went surfing.
But I'm sure Bon Iver also produced this song a significant amount, if not all of it.
Do you think he came up with the drum loop? Because the drums kind of go against the grain. Because they're singing slow, and then this is like, where is this coming from?
Yeah.
But I think it works.
Okay. Yeah, but Bon Iver does that a lot where he's on Kanye's albums, but he doesn't really stick out.
Is that because they're both from... No, never mind.
And then did you listen to the last song on it, See Me Now?
Yeah.
With Big Sean and Beyonce.
It's kind of a happier song. It's more upbeat.
And it's a bonus track song. You don't usually get that on the normal album.
So I got bonus.
He's done that multiple times. He does it on his Yeezus album, which is supposed to be like all industrial hip hop. And the last song is Bound 2, which is about Kimmy K. It's fun. And then Big Sean also does that on his Dark Sky Paradise album, with a song called Outro. I think, my opinion, I guess they're just doing it to like say, because that song is kind of like his older stuff. So maybe people listening to this album were like, oh, I like the old Kanye. And he's just like giving you kind of like a middle finger. Like, I can still make the old stuff. I just don't care about it.
Yeah.
But here's one song to just prove that like I can still do it.
I liked it because I thought the album, everything before that was kind of dark.
And twisted.
And fantastical.
Right, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so he does it again on the next album.
Did he make a reference to Step Brothers? Maybe in that last song?
I'd have to listen to it again, I'm not sure.
Fuck.
But he does love that shit.
I couldn't write it down because I was driving when I heard it. Mm-hmm.
All right, so you're all over the place. I don't really. in terms of your opinion on the album.
Yeah, I thought it was a little bookended for me. Liked the beginning, liked the end, the middle. Don't know if I'm going to revisit. But I'm also not taking this album and deleting it after this cast.
Hmm.
I did my homework and then I hung on to the material.
But do you think you'd ever listen to it again on your free time?
The first song, definitely.
That's interesting that you like the first song the most.
Yeah. And probably when I'm feeling, just I have a long drive, I'm feeling like, what does that all mean? That's when I get away. The piano going.
Toasted douchebags?
Yeah. Exactly.
So, yeah, that's basically why I chose that album. All that. It's a good representation of the type of music. It's just so unique to me. Like, I feel like a lot of hip-hop can sound the same, and his stuff never does.
But it's not his first album that you got into.
No. His first album... Well, here's the whole, like, discography breakdown. Like, his first album is called College Dropout, and then his second one's called Late Registration. So you see, like, there's his theme. His third one's called Graduation, because it's about him going through college. Like,
he actually went through college?
Well, he dropped out for real to make music. So he has those three albums as like a theme. And what was...
Are they a trilogy? Considered a trilogy?
People kind of... No, I think besides the title, there's nothing that really connects them.
Okay.
So, yeah. It's just like a theme on the titles.
Okay.
Because the fourth album was supposed to be called Good Ass Job, continuing the trend, but then his mom died.
Oh.
And he broke up with his girlfriend.
Oh, he talked to Jay Leno about that.
Yeah. So his mom, Donda West, dies... She died like from complications of plastic surgery. So what? Then that obviously fucks him up. So then he makes 808s and Heartbreaks instead of what he was going to do.
And is that like a happy album? Like
no,
upbeat?
It's like, fuck, it's weird. It's all auto-tuned. It's like 90% singing. Hmm. And it's very minimalist. Like he's not using a lot, which is why it contrasts with this next one so much. Mm-hmm. So then when that came out, people hadn't even heard that type of hip hop yet. So they were like, people were mixed. I feel like that album didn't become like accepted until like 10 years later when people realized how much it changed the way people made music in hip hop at least. So when 808s and Heartbreaks comes out, it gets mixed reviews kind of at the time because it's like, this is not like all his other stuff. Mm-hmm. And then he goes through all that shit with the media backlash, and then this album was supposed to be called Good Ass Job, as in a way of saying like, oh, he's coming back, but then he changed it to this, what it currently is.
It's not a comment on Kimmy K, meaning, hey, good ass job.
I don't think they had even started dating yet when this album came out.
Well, I don't want to cast aspersions, but
yeah. It's just weird that he doesn't like this album as much as he likes his other albums, because they're not... This is, like, so mainstream to him compared to the other ones.
What if it didn't blow up, though? What if it did shitty business? Do you think he'd still feel that way?
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know. Does he like it? Does he... I mean, you asked me this about the Tool album. Mm-hmm. Like, if they didn't like it because it's their most, like, accessible.
Right.
So does Heath not like it because it... is really popular and everyone else likes it? Kind of like, I wouldn't want to be a member of a club that would have me as a member of Groucho Marx.
Yeah, that's probably a little bit, because this was probably the last album that had a significant radio presence. No, that's not true, because, I mean, his solo album, because he does Watch the Throne after this with Jay-Z. But then He does Yeezus right. after that, and nothing from Yeezus or his latest album really get played on the radio that much compared to, like, I think he just made a conscious decision, like, I'm not trying to make radio songs anymore, as pretentious or whatever that's as that sounds. But right. this album had those kind of elements on it, and then especially, like, you know, obviously the Power song.
This is, someone made a supercut of all the movie previews.
Oh, God, dude. I'm sure. It's this song, and it's a song called Black Skinhead that gets used in fucking everything.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah. It's got Marilyn Manson sample.
Beautiful People?
Yeah.
Good.
Does that song sample another song, though?
No.
Really?
No.
I thought it did.
You might be thinking of another Manson cover of Sweet Dreams, which is a Eurythmics song. Is that what you're doing?
Maybe Kanye sampled the Eurythmics.
Okay, so the Beautiful People is now no longer in play.
I think it is. It has this very similar sound.
Damn, does he have to pay for that shit?
Yeah, he does. Obviously, they have to like give him permission to use it. Otherwise, it's like unlike us.
Right, we just take. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm kind of out of cues, but let me throw this at you. How often do you still listen to this one? Is it in circulation all the time?
Sometimes. This is a good gym song, as gym album as well, like you were saying with Tools. Like if I'm just not sure what to play, I'm like, I haven't listened to this in a while, and then I'll play it. And it's good that you can play it without skipping anything.
Yeah.
So... I'm sad that you don't like All the Lights.
It's like I said, the album's not going anywhere. Okay. And I'll give it another shot.
Okay.
I'll give it another shot is how normal people talk.
What would you give? How many Gerbers would you give this?
4.8.
Out of 10?
Because you're going off the strength of, you know, 2.5 songs.
That's fair. It's less than 50%. That's a failing grade.
Yeah, unfortunately, right now, this is kind of the Sabres of albums for me.
Okay.
But I'm not going to get rid of it.
That's nice of you.
Yeah.
Would you listen to his other stuff? Ooh.
I don't like Auto-Tune.
Okay, that's fair. A lot of people don't. So I can't blame you for that.
Yeah.
So now I'm wondering, should I even go hip-hop with my next... with the next album, because I have non-hip-hop albums on my list.
Is Kanye unique enough to where if you go what did you say, hip-hop?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. If you go hip-hop on your next pick,
yeah,
if Kanye is unique enough, then you don't have to worry about it.
But I don't know if it's already hamstringing you.
I'm not gonna go. I could easily go hard rock on my next guy.
Do you have one?
Well, yeah, I got to tease it. I have to have one.
Yeah.
So, okay, but so I'm not going to.
Tease away.
All right. I'm looking at my list right now. Your.
I need to be more critical. I thought I was playing nice on the Ep 1, trying to get into your shit.
No, this, oh my God, this podcast that we're doing.
But now, like, that you've just shit all over my stuff, I'm just, gloves are off, man.
Yeah. They go off, they go on. And no, it's called Why Don't You Like This?
Okay.
I bet we don't like that. There's never going to be a Venn diagram for us. I don't think.
That's not true. I like industrial rock.
That's not true.
Have you heard of Death Grips?
No.
Okay.
And I'll tell you that right now. I'm confident that I've not heard of
Nine Inch Nails. That's in our Venn diagram.
Oh yeah, you did like the
Blink 182
album.
Linkin Park
fell short. This crawling. Did you watch the Chester Memorial concert?
No, I heard about it. I heard it. You were telling me. You know, wait, you watched it.
Well, Cristiano and I wanted to go, and I was like, "Let me look at them ticks."
And, you're like,
and I quickly backed away because they were like $800.
Yeah. And the dude died. Of course, he gave me $800.
And then it's all over the YouTube.
Yep.
That's cool. They pro shot it and like put it up, like maybe they even streamed it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad I didn't go.
I'm just saying, I named three bands right off the bat that, like, if you did it, I'd be like, I also like them.
Would that be a good episode, though, if we were just agreeing the whole time?
No, it wouldn't.
Well, I don't think these first two have gone too well, so maybe we should try that. Okay, your album. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think you might be able to guess what I'm going to pick.
Okay.
Do you want to guess?
Sure. Are you giving me a hint? Or just...
Fun. No, because we've already like, this has come up between us.
So before. So I've mentioned this band to you?
Not.
Or you've mentioned it to me?
Yeah.
Is it rock? Is it Billy Joel?
Could be. No, it's not him.
Oh.
I couldn't just pick one out.
Oh, is it?
Probably Stormfront.
Is it Soundgarden?
No.
Is it Chris Cornell?
It's not Chris Cornell based.
Is it grunge?
No.
How the fuck am I supposed to guess this? I feel like those were good guesses. Give me a hint.
I don't know how to hint it.
Do I know this band? Is there a chance that I don't know them?
Of them.
Oh, God. Just tell me then.
It's AWOL Nation.
Oh, my God.
I can't give you a hard rock. I can't go hard rock. Lays Dying.
Yeah.
And follow it up with, like, and so are you. So I got to go with something that isn't that.
What is AWOL Nation considered?
AWOL Nation.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You said AOL Nation. Oh, man.
What are they considered, rock?
Yeah.
Listen, I remember when you lived with me.
Yeah, this is what I was referring to.
You heard that AOL Nation was playing on SNL, and you had to see
Letterman.
Them.
It was Letterman.
Letterman, or whatever, some late night show. Yeah. And you're like, I gotta watch my boys.
Yeah.
And I was that's like, okay.
Funny, because that... All you guys were always around the TV, guys and girls.
Uh-huh.
And I just barge in from the basement.
Yeah.
Everyone, bow.
Hey, AWOL Nation's about to be up.
He was like, "Who? What is Letterman?" Because you guys are all 17.
Yeah, because they have that one song that was a huge radio hit.
Oh, Sail. Yeah.
Yeah, Sail. Which got played fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
And video then games. Nothing else on their album sounds even remotely like that.
Well, you're in for a really fun week, or however long it takes before we record that episode.
I don't know if I'm going to like these guys.
If you want to like them, or you're going to like them?
I don't know if I'm going to like them. I remember liking Sail until I heard it like the 30th right. time, and then I was like, anything but this fucking song, and I would change the radio station immediately.
In my right off the bat, we're not supposed to really talk about We're supposed to save this stuff for the episode proper,
yeah.
But that is the weakest song on the album for
me. What a purist. That's so pretentious.
Okay. Wow. Things got really hostile real quick in
here. I'm just pumped up now. No one attacks my Kanye.
All right. Very well. Did I react better than you thought I was going to react to that?
No. I thought you were
going to... You thought you were going to convert somebody.
I thought there was a chance that you were like, I was not expecting this, and I liked it because Kanye's music, especially that album, has a lot of non-hip-hop type stuff in there, like an orchestra, it has instruments, you have fucking violin, like it has maximalist everything, so he's like including everything, so I thought that would help.
Well, what if I keep listening to it?
Maybe.
5 years from now, we're on our way to a Six Flags, and he says, aw,
Because I understand if I gave you like a Tupac album, every song is like just has like, you know, uses a beat machine or something.
I really like four Tupac songs.
Okay.
The one wherever he goes, he sees the same hoes. Great track.
Yeah. Or like, you know what I'm saying? Like I feel like the songs on this album don't all sound the same.
No, but everywhere he goes, he's just literally
different.
He can't escape
the hoes. Yes, and then when you've come back with like a lukewarm, like it was okay.
I mean, yeah, this is okay. So might end the cast two episodes.
I just see your brain like trying to find something good to say about it, but then it's just like
I like the shade of red he used on the album cover.
Speaking of the album cover was controversial because it's
why it's just
showed nudity. so they had to blur it out.
It's like a shitty cartoon.
Yeah, that's his argument. Like, people are on TV, like, doing all this bullshit, and he can't even have an album that has, like, a cartoon guy with an angel on its lap showing her boobs. Cartoon boobs.
Yeah.
So a lot of the albums have, like, blurred versions of it.
Let's go out on this, though.
Yeah.
Think about this.
Thinking.
I did not know anything about him.
Which is surprising. He's
Mr. Kimberly K.
You hadn't listened to any of his songs?
No. I only heard the Gold Digger, but that's because I'm a huge Jamie Foxx fan.
I was about to say, because you're a huge Gold Digger.
Right.
And Twista. Don't forget Twista.
What's that?
No, he's not on that song. Sorry. Slow Jams. Twista's a person.
You're in a Ferrari right now, and I'm trying to get my Pinto to roll over.
A bicycle.
Yeah. So I didn't know anything about him.
Uh-huh.
And I came away with two or three jammers.
Okay.
Now, like, I didn't walk in the store and you said, "Hi, can I help you find anything?" And I'm like, I'm just browsing, and like, I do a lap and leave, and you think I stole something. No, I went in the store and was like, "I'll get used to this stuff."
No, I feel like you went in the store and you're like, "Ah, fuck this store."
Okay, fine. Like, to you as the security. Yeah. Like, "Hey, man, fuck this store."
And I'm just a small business trying to survive. And you're just like, "Ah, I'm going to Walmart."
Right after the chime on the door is like, "Ding-dong," announcing me. "Hey, man, fuck your store." All right, exactly. Well, I'm sorry you feel that way. I hope you have a real great night.
Thanks.
I'm going to go rock out. Maybe just some of these, maybe the track one of this.
Should I sing us out?
Sure.